Amy Johnson, how are you?
Hi, I'm great. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for coming on the show, Amy.
Thanks so much for having me.
Oh, you absolutely deserve to be here on The Art of Action because you are the Lady of Action. You are the new Lady Dragon, dare I say
I'm
it.
tr Oh my gosh, I'm trying to. A lot
Yeah.
to live up to, but it's such an honor to be here. I love what you're doing with the show and all the guests. I'm a big fan, so I'm excited and nervous and all the things.
Well, don't be nervous. I'm just trying to spread the word of how to shoot good action and stop all this
Yes.
shaky cam nonsense for once and for
Let's stop
all.
it. Okay, please do. I'm ready for it.
Well, when I first saw you, Amy, it was the YouTube thing, Amy versus Many, right? And I was like, who's this bird here? She's like the new Cynthia Rothrock, because I was a big Cynthia Rothrock fan growing up, and anyone who's seen the show enough knows about this, especially my interview with Cynthia. And I saw you, and I was like immediately, oh, this is the new Cynthia Rothrock. And I remember that was my first impression. And when I was writing Accident Man, and we came up with the character of Jane the Ripper, I don't know if you know this or not, but you were always my top choice for the part.
Aw,
Yeah.
no, I didn't know that.
So your agent could have asked for astronomical
That's what I was
money.
just thinking. I like, what am I thinking? I should have gotten a better hotel. No, I'm kidding. Everything was great. It's such an honor to work with you. I obviously have been a big fan of Cynthia's for a long time. So anytime anybody says that, that's a big compliment. And I'd love to work with her sometime. Maybe we could do like a mother-daughter thing.
Return of the Blonde Fury.
Yeah, double
Something like
blonde
that.
fury.
Double Blonde Fury.
But I was so happy that you brought me onto that film. I had such a blast working with you. You're somebody I've looked up to for a long time, and how you've transitioned into what you're doing now is so inspiring to me. So I've been watching your every move, mister.
Thanks, Amy. Same here, obviously. Well, what I always do is I ask my guests what their martial arts background is.
So I grew up in a martial arts school. My father was a martial arts instructor. He was a five-time world kickboxing champion, and so yeah, he had martial arts schools growing up, and I lived in that arena. I would sleep there most of the time and play there, and I was just obsessed with anything martial arts and Hong Kong cinema. My dad taught a style called the progressive system, which is Kenpo, TKD, Salat, kickboxing and jujitsu and different forms put together. And so I kind of got little pieces of a lot of different things. And I trained with him for a long time until I was 18. And then I moved out to LA and I learned more like flashy stuff for film because I realized kickboxing, traditionally how you train is not necessarily going to look great on camera. And so, kind of working my way into figuring out how to look good on camera with my martial arts. So wushu and some like XMA and tricking and flipping and very basic, but those types of things and JKD. So I at this point I like dabble in things and I just learn from others around me and kind of go back and forth. So I guess I've dabbled in a lot of things, but my main core would be Kenpo and Kung Fu, I would say at this point.
I liked what you said about looking good on camera, because essentially that's what it's all about. Because there's amazing martial artists out there, but when we're thinking strictly about on film, like Bruce Lee is an incredible martial artist and no one can take that away from him. However, I think that it was the way he presented himself that made him so appealing. Like he was badass and an incredible martial artist, and we'd never seen anything like that. But also, he knew how to just present himself in a very appealing way where you saw the guy and you were like, oh my God, I want to be like this guy. And I can just watch him do
Yes.
anything because he had that star quality. I mean, whatever, he would have had that quality, I'm sure, drinking a cup of tea. But I just feel like he knew how to
Oh
present
yeah.
an aura.
Yeah. It
Yeah.
was definitely a show, and there's a difference, I think, between you know, somebody who just does multiple kicks and punches and tries to wow you with their physicality. And then there's, you know, like a physical actor who has presence and can do one move and hit a pose and you're much more engaged. And obviously Bruce Lee was one of those, you know, you're one of those. And it's much more interesting to watch when you have that presence and confidence and whatever it is that's going on. But yeah, Bruce Lee is one of the ultimates in that.
We'd always talk about honestly expressing oneself. And I think that's, I mean, I don't know, but I always think, well, that's what he was trying to do. In film, he was just expressing this thing he'd been working on. Anyway, yeah, I say that because some real martial artists, they don't translate that well onto the movie screen because I think they're missing that key ingredient, which is, you know, I'm expressing myself and I'm presenting myself in a cool and visually enjoyable way.
Yes, exactly. And I think it's one of those things where, you know, I've been on set a lot where the director will say, you know, this person's an MMA fighter. He's coming in, he's going to be great. You know, he doesn't need a rehearse or she doesn't need to rehearse. It's like, well, yeah, I think they'd probably like to rehearse because it is different. You know, like we have to train for screen fighting as well. And they're obviously phenomenal actors or phenomenal athletes and fighters, but it's very different on screen. It's, you know, acting and presence and a storytelling like what you're talking about. And that's what makes a fight scene interesting, you know?
Yeah. And everything we just spoke about is separate to the whole just art of screen fighting, right? Because that is something within itself. That is something that probably has more in common with dancing than real fighting in many ways. You know, it's the rhythm and the timing, and it's working with your partner together as one. You know, obviously, like our fight in Accident Man, for instance, we're giving the illusion of we're trying to take each other's heads off, but in reality,
I was trying to take your head off, really.
Oh, right. It felt like we were working as one. No.
It's like, this is my moment. No.
I'm going to take his place and I'm going to take this movie from him. No. No, we're doing that fight and we're working as partners, right? We have to be symbiotic with one another.
Yes.
And you always know when you're working with somebody good, when you immediately just fall into the same rhythm and timing and you feel comfortable in that space and you're not nervous. You're not thinking, oh shit, I might get hit in a minute. You have complete confidence with your partner because you know that their rhythm is on, their timing's on, and they're not going to make a mistake. And you can get closer then with your techniques because you have the trust.
Yeah, so true. It is like dancing. And I think a lot of dancers can become great screen fighters because of that, because they pick up choreography and they know how to like adjust their body and work with somebody else. And working with you obviously was a great dance, and it's always refreshing to have that and not feel like you're going to get hit, like you said, or not feel like somebody's just trying to show off and look good by themselves, you know? It's always wonderful to work with somebody as talented as you or, you know, others. So it's always fun.
Oh, thanks. Well, let's not forget that Bruce Lee was the Cha-Cha champion of Hong Kong. And
yes,
what you said about dancers translating really well to fights on film. Well, Michelle Yeoh was a dancer, I believe. And she transitioned from there. And
perfectly.
Yeah. I like to explain it as a violent dance, really. It's like
it's a violent dancing dance,
with pain.
Dancing with pain. I think, yeah, that makes sense.
It's the new Dancing with the Stars. We call it Dancing with Pain.
Dancing with Pain. I mean, I would buy that. I would watch that. I do watch that. That sounds great. Did you ever do dance?
No.
No?
No. I reckon I'd be pretty good, though, because I've got good rhythm. But I tell you what, I tried a little bit for a TV show, and I couldn't get the hips going for some reason. We're doing
you don't
some
need the
Spanish.
Hips. You just need... Oh, like a little salsa?
Couldn't get the hips going. Yeah, a little salsa, that was it. Said, move your hips, move your hips. I don't know why, but they won't.
They're locked into those kicks. You got to get them ready at any point.
My quadrus lumborum won't let them. It's too tight.
It's too tight. So when I first got to LA, I didn't know how to network or communicate with people, very shy and new. And I eventually ended up working with people who just like to film martial arts content. And it was a really nice, smooth transition into like being on camera. And basically me and a bunch of friends would film anime inspired fights, or, you know, video game inspired fights, or just fight scenes with some really talented people. And we were called Thousand Pounds. And a lot of the people a part of that have gone on to huge things. It's really cool to see where we started. And you can see Chris Cowan, who filmed it, he went on to do incredible things. And you can see his camera movement kind of like, you know, in films in the future. Now he has a specific style where he punches in and out very beautifully. I think everything just worked well for this. We were in a gym. This was a previs for Stan Lee. We had met with Stan Lee because he wanted to create this like female action hero. And we sent this to him. We're like, how about this? This is how we view the character to fight. And they liked it, but they actually wanted something much more grounded. So we shot something else. And this never went anywhere, but it ended up doing really well on YouTube, and I started getting seen from it. So
pulling off the Cynthia Rothrock move here, look.
I know, it wasn't very good. It's frustrating to watch these old videos. Still love them, but you know, it's like, ah, could have dropped it down a little bit. But yes, well, that was definitely a Cynthia Rothrock.
Let me tell you, I can't do that move. So I couldn't do it.
No, you definitely can. With the right angle, no, you're flexible.
I did it in one movie, but not from, yeah.
Did you? Yeah. Oh.
Yeah, but we were behind me, and it was a lot easier to make it look like a connection.
Nice. I think, you know, when you get the right camera work and the right people together and you enjoy what you're doing, I think really good things can happen. You know, it's so often, like most of my fight scenes that I end up receiving after being edited, where I'm like, you know, maybe one person had a different vision than the other person, or they, who knows, but it's very rare to get a fight scene that I think has the full package. And this has the full package, I think. Good sound design, performers, choreography. I was extremely sick during this though. Like every, every 5 minutes I would go to the restroom and throw up. Sorry, it's a little gross, but yeah. Yeah, wow. So maybe that's my secret. Maybe I fight better when I'm sick. I don't know. But
I wondered why you weren't as good an accident man as you are here. You weren't throwing up. I'm only joking. You're better. But yeah, had to get the joke in.
Thank you for that.
What was you just had a stomach bug or something?
Yeah. Just a stomach bug.
Flipping out. That reminds me of when I shot the Pink Panther. When I was cast to score this goal with a backflip kick, and I'm with these semi-professional footballers, they're really fit. You know, I'm fit, but for whatever reason, I had a big breakfast that morning because it was a big movie with massive catering, and I've shoved a load of whatever down me. And we're sprinting up and down this field again and again and again with these semi-professional footballers who were fitter than me, and I was trying to keep up with them. And I ended up just having to keep running back to the trailer and throwing up, and then coming outside and trying to kick this ball into the net. Oof. So I know where you're coming from. The show must go on.
Did you get it?
Yeah, we got it. We got it. We did 37 takes. 37 takes of me having to run round to the and then turn around all in one shot. And the guy, the first was throwing the ball, and I had to run into the spot, jump up, do a back somersault, kick it. And normally it would either go over the top of the bar or it would bounce and then go in the net. And I'm thinking to myself, they're gonna edit into this. I know they are. Why are we even doing it like this? And it got to the point where the crowd, which was three quarters full, a stadium, were chanting, "Get it in! Get it in!" So it was crazy pressure. 37 takes. My lower back's never been the same. Then the movie comes out and there's an edit in the middle.
Of course there is.
Yeah.
Did you ever get like a BTS shot of you doing the full movement?
I was too busy throwing up in the toilet to get the BTS shot.
That's terrible. That's why you're good at those kicks now, though. You know, lots of practice.
Wrecked my back. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Never been the same since.
When you were growing up and training in martial arts, were you watching films, sort of thinking about, oh, that'd be great to do movies, or maybe even not, but emulating your favorite stars?
Yeah, and my brother, dad, and I would create fight scenes, or like we would make little action films together, you know, or pretend like we were stunt people. And because it was always something I was really interested in, my family was interested in.
Okay.
Nothing else really made sense. It's like I did martial arts my whole life. I'd like to do something with it. And, you know, I saw Michelle Yeoh and Cynthia Rothrock, and nothing else made sense but to try for that. Yeah, Raised was my first thing where I was kind of on camera as a feature, on a feature film, fighting somebody awesome, Zoe Bell. Like, how cool is she? She's the best. Everybody loves her.
Hey, Zoe, if you're watching this, come on, Art of Action. Let's go.
I know, huh? Oh, she'd be so fun. You got to grab her. But yeah, she's wonderful. And she did a great job in that film. And that was kind of my first thing. Yeah, she was amazing to work with. Like what we were talking about before, you know, it just becomes a dance when you're working with somebody who... knows what they're doing. And and then after that is when I did Lady Bloodfight.
So they saw your Amy versus Many thing, and then you went in for an audition, did you?
Yes, they saw the Amy versus Many. They called me in for an audition. I got it, and then I had like signed the contract and everything, and it was my first film. I was so excited, and then I tore my ACL doing something stupid. Yeah, I know.
What were you doing?
Something stupid. I was training with some stunt guys. I was doing wire work and just trying random things that I really didn't need to be doing. But that's how I was when I was young. I would just throw things and I didn't know what I was doing. And I tried to move where I, something like a split kick and then like a 360 spin coming down. And I was used to training on spring floor, and I hadn't really worked on like a, you know, grass or regular ground in a while. And I came down a little too early and my knee just twisted and popped. And I knew right away something was wrong, but I didn't want to look weak, you know, so I kept training on it. And I took some pain pills, which was so stupid at the time. And I just kept training on it and trying to be cool in front of these guys. And I probably just completely tore it.
That's so like, opposite like, to me. I was on the floor going, oh, no, there's a problem.
Really?
There's a problem.
But that's what I should have been doing. Like, oh, my,
yeah.
I try to get better, and but my ego kicks in sometimes. And I just think I'm... you know, need to be quiet and not tell anybody I'm hurt. And I made it worse. And I tore my ACL fully. By the way, you tore your ACL?
Yeah, doing something stupid.
Oh, no. So I tore the ACL. I let production know for Lady Bloodfight. I was nervous they were going to get rid of me. But they thankfully waited for me for like 6 months until I fully healed.
Let me just say, 6 months is not... I mean, you're still touch and go there in terms of, is it going to be, will I re-injure it? Is it properly healed? For me, I gave myself 9 months because they said 6 to 9 months. And I was like, well, I'll definitely give it 9 because I just want to make sure that I don't have to do this operation a second time. Because if you, sometimes you come back too quick, that can happen, right?
Yeah. And I've seen so many people re-injure their ACL often. So I'm glad you took the 9 months. How did you, I want to hear your stupid story.
I was actually working on The Dark Knight Rises. They'd offered me the job to stunt double Batman and Bane. And I kept turning down stunt work. I kept saying, no. But Tom Struthers was always offering me stuff. And anyway, I had my kid and a load of jobs fell through. And, you know, nothing against stunt work, of course not. But I was just very aware that... you know, I had an acting agent saying, don't do that. But at the time I said, right, I'll do it. And I promised to be on it for 9 months. And I was just messing about with Bobby Holland Hansen, who's Chris Hemsworth's double, you know, really great stuntman, messing about. And we put this crash mat up, and it was after lunch and I hadn't warmed up and I just had a big lunch. I don't know what I was thinking. I thought I'm going to do a double. I'm going to do There was two mats, one, two, and I thought I'm going to do a side somersault over the first and then go into a front somersault over the second, like bap, bap. And so in the middle, after the first somersault, I landed and just felt my knee pop. And I, completely opposite to you, went down on the floor and just, I'm looking at Bobby. He's got it on video somewhere. I'm going,
Oh no,
there's a problem. Like, I wasn't keeping it together at all. He's got the video somewhere.
Why did he video you?
And anyway, very similar to you, I had a job. They'd offered me Universal Soldier, the lead role, mm-hmm. with John Hyams. And I knew this was going to be a big opportunity for me. And I didn't tell them. And in 6 weeks, I was going to go in and shoot it. And I thought, I'm not going to tell them because I don't want them to take the film away from me. So I went out to do it, still limping, still with the swollen knee, and basically trying to hide it for as long as I could until I'd filmed a bit. And I was like, no, I've got a bum knee, guys. Sorry.
Oh, my God. You know,
we'll just have to get on with it and I'll do my best. You see the film, you can't really tell. I do less spectacular kicks, but I think it actually ended up working well for the character that I was a bit more ground-based, to be honest. But
That's very interesting. Did you end up getting surgery after the film then?
So what happened was it was 2011 and I did Universal Soldier 4, El Gringo, and then Expendables 2. And I didn't want to turn any of them down. So I just sort of got through all of them. And by the time I did Expendables 2, it was killing me. And I was in Bulgaria in the winter and it was really hard fighting Statham. And so after that, I got the surgery and took 9 months off action films.
Wow. Good. You have to. Yeah, that's... Yeah. Wow. Was that your only surgery? No?
I've had another one, but it was a hernia, which probably...
Oh, okay. That's not as cool to talk about. Cool story. Yeah, not. I mean, it could have been.
I'll cut that bit out.
Yeah, probably. There were different ideas of what the film should be, you know, with production and then with the director. And the director was amazing. Chris Nahone, loved him. And I love the action team and everybody. They were all good. It's just they never met at the same area. There's just different views of things and a lot of moving parts. And initially we were going to have all like stunt women who were fighting in the scenes. We ended up getting actors and they were all great, but that meant we had to train them and shoot things differently, you know, and these actors worked really hard to get the fight scenes, because the director wanted us to do these nice, like, you know, one take smooth flowing type of, fights, but it's really difficult to do that with somebody who's never fought on screen before or who's never thrown a punch. So, you know, we had two different ideas that weren't really working together, but and so that's why the editing is choppy and, you know, some of the camera work is a little shaky here and there. And it's frustrating always when things happen like that. But, you know, a lot of people did the best with what we were given. And, you know, it goes back to what I was saying before is like you need all these little pieces to come together perfectly to make something great. And I think we made something good and there's a few good moments and a few good fight scenes and it was a good movie overall and I'm really happy to be a part of it.
This is a really good part of the film because there's something very cathartic about seeing a young petite girl like yourself get into this sort of situation which we've seen in many movies and you really give them a good kick in. It's great.
I liked these guys they were good. I think they were actors. And so there are a few moments where I had to kind of just really slam their heads a little harder or really kick them to kind of get the reactions I was wanting. I really only liked this fight scene for the end part where I tackle a dude because it was on concrete and it felt really cool. All this other stuff is kind of messy, but, you know, somewhat interesting. And fun, like just coming at guys, punching them like that's fun. You know, that my character at this time was supposed to be sloppy and messy. And so I thought it was, you know, kind of a fun little scene to just go wild. And this tackle right here is what I like, just chasing a dude down, tackling him on concrete. Like, that made me happy.
Yeah, it's like the opposite of what you normally see. It's normally the guy chasing the girl, but you're chasing him.
And you know, in Hong Kong, like the stunt people are awesome. And, but they have these little pads. They don't have like great pads that I'm used to in the US. They have these, they brought these like Hello Kitty, pillows for all the stunt guys to land on. So, we had a little Hello Kitty pad, but, yeah, you know, it's, some fights work out, some don't, but you know, there's always fun little moments throughout that I enjoy. Yeah, so The Gate is, Kelly Madison wrote and directed it, and she created it to become a full feature. And I know she's still pitching it. She's been trying to get it done into a full feature for a while now. And I really loved being able to kind of like go back and forth with him, with Penchak's a lot. And so this is, you know, one of my favorite fight scenes, I think, that I've ever done.
I love the lighting and the colors. It looks really, the colors are beautiful. Really well shot.
The DP did great, and the location was nice. He was awesome, man. Like, he choreographed this, but he let me really, you know, go back and forth on what felt comfortable. And so I had a blast with him. He's super fast.
So who's choosing the angles?
So it was most likely, the DP. The DP was interesting. George, what's his last name? Billinger, I believe. It was kind of all him, just kind of on the moment. He didn't really do previs, and it was a tight room, but I think we got some fun interactions with Chechup, like some fun back and forth with the hands.
You're giving him a good kick there.
yeah I was gonna do like a jumping back kick, but it wasn't reading as powerful as just kind of like a grounded side kick. And
well, we can see everything, it's not too shaky, and they you know, they all show the fight really well.
Yeah, I'd like it to, you know, it's nice when you can see what people are doing, you know, since there's a lot going on with the feet and the whole body.
So you trained in Salat before with your dad?
Yes, not Penchak Salat though. So there were some differences, but it felt like I could kind of unleash some of the things that I had trained, you know, with somebody who was really, really great at Salat. So I loved this.
I like this move here.
Yeah, that's me good. Too. He kept telling me, kick him harder, so I went for it. Have you worked with Chechup?
No, I haven't worked with any of those guys.
Oh, man.
I've worked with Eco.
Eco seems great.
Yeah, they're all wonderful. Yeah, he's a great guy. Extremely fast, all of them.
They're all so fast. Super fun. And yeah, I got to use the Karam bits a little bit. Had to cut the choreography down, of course, but this is just felt good.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Gruesome. Yep. How long did you spend rehearsing this?
I think we choreographed one day, and then we rehearsed another day for an hour, I believe. And then we, on set, we would just go through it once and then shoot it at little pieces, so it was fine. So not very much.
Okay.
But yeah, he's great.
Well, some amazingly technical hand movements. I mean, to be honest, that's the stuff that I find the most difficult, and I always try to rehearse the most. You know, you've got to fight and you know the whole thing, and you know, if it's a big kick, you know what that's going to be, and the kicking stuff's kind of easy. But when you get intricate with the trapping,
yes.
I always need to rehearse that quite a bit. So, but you've done it a lot, CLAT before, so it just was pretty easy for you.
No, not easy, but it felt right. But yeah, I'm always obsessed with that kind of stuff and like speed and different tempos with hand movements. So it was like just my favorite thing to do hand stuff with him. I loved it. Another DP and director that I love working with is Vlad Rimberg. Some of my favorite Yeah, some of my favorite projects and fights are usually pre-vises or just personal projects.
Because he knows how to move the camera, right? Like he's the guy that was good. In the Amy versus Manny with the zooming in. But he, the editing, Chris, the sound effects.
Vlad's Chris great. Cowan and Vlad Rimberg are some of the best. And it just shows they tell that visual violence, you know, the storytelling through the movement. And I just love everything they do. Yeah, this was for, I think, a film in India that Vlad was doing. And it's just, I just love everything he does. So is that
I
out
love
yet?
That move there.
Yeah. Whack, yeah, it feels violent, right?
It's just slick.
It is slick, yeah.
I mean, would never work in reality, right? But it looks cool.
If I was against somebody really small, maybe. Yeah. Maybe, and you know, with a tight grip, using these muscles. This was a fun one. That was so fun. I love that. I like Luke a lot. I've worked with him a few times and some local guys, so it was really fun to work with them, and Jesse, of course.
She's an expert swordswoman. And all right, nasty.
I don't know, it was always like a dream to have a sword and pink hair, so it was like one of my favorite days. And just the whole tone and like how playful my character got to be in that moment was really, really fun. And I remember you trying to teach me a 720, and I'm like, how do you get so much height? And you're like, just do it like this. Like, oh.
Just do it like this? Yeah. Oh, and you call that teaching? Yeah, just do it like this?
You actually broke it down pretty well, but it just didn't stick in this brain. But yeah, I do remember rehearsing with you, and maybe just that day, huh? Like a couple hours or something, going through the movements?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Probably it was a case of, you've got this, Amy. You're picking it up straight away. Let's not bother wasting our time. Let's go home early.
I think it was that.
It was something like that. Yeah. Now I think we spent 3 days on it. Was it 3 days?
Did we really?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, with the
prioritizing
dialogue and
the
other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, inevitably by the time we started the actual fight here, it was halfway through the day and probably after lunch. And I was probably shouting at people to be quicker. But
I didn't. You handled yourself nicely. You were I was very impressed by how you were handling everything. You had a lot going on, and you know, I could tell that this project was something important to you. So I was like, don't mess it up, Amy, for the love of God.
Great. It's a pleasure.
I remember that back kick you said, lay it in on me, Amy. And I think I could have given you a little bit more extension there.
You had not high heels, but there was definitely a heel on there that was sticking into me.
Did I get you? I know there's one kick that I got you. I think you got, don't you?
That's part of the job.
Yeah. But there was one kick I think I got you pretty good. You're like, okay, fine.
That'll do. The problem we had on this set was it was winter time, and it was going dark outside in England, so we're blasting in white light from out the doors, but that meant we didn't have many angles to choose from. We could only shoot this way or that way. We couldn't ever shoot towards the windows, and you can see on an angle like this that you're going into shadow, and it's very difficult for the cameraman. You can probably see the cameraman's shadow on the door actually, to stop his own shadows from showing. These are the things that, you know, people don't even know about, but it's just filmmaking. It's difficult.
I think we did pretty great though overall, you know, with what we had and the angles.
We decided to keep the takes a little bit longer so that we could just get through the day quicker, really. I mean, it's one thing being in the gym and pre-vising a fight sequence and just getting all the various shots. But then when you're doing it professionally and you've got a professional cinematographer and a cameraman, and they want to do a good job, you know, they want things to look right. Obviously it takes a lot longer. Do you remember this bit?
The headbutt? Yeah, I should have got my hips up a little higher there.
No, you got your hips way up there. What I like about this is that we go straight back into the next bit.
Yeah.
And see, I've got the confidence to punch where your head was, knowing that you're going to duck.
Look at us.
Yeah.
All your movements were very powerful, but controlled, which is rare. And I'm glad I'm glad I didn't take that kick, by the way. I remember I was like, Scott, just kick me. And you're like, no.
Yeah, we had a good stunt double to come in to take this kick for you, didn't we? Because she looks a hell of a lot like you.
It was really nice. She took those two beautiful kicks that I wanted to take initially, but I'm glad that I didn't because they're pretty strong. Look at that beautiful classic Adkins kick.
We improvised this line, didn't we? We gave it to you on the day.
It's time to butter the toast, Michael. And if you're lucky, I'll let you lick the knife.
It's a very silly line.
It's so good, though. It's so good. I liked fighting with the katana. I think some of this choreo is really fun, too. Tim obviously always does a great job with choreo, and there's some really nice moments in this fight.
So we had the briefcase already cut in half there, and I'm just holding it together.
Yeah, I see
it. You slice across it. I remember the swords were breaking straight away, weren't they?
Were they?
We had about three or four. Yeah.
I remember that.
Saying to you, break the vase, but don't break the sword.
And I broke the sword?
Because we haven't got many.
One
of them broke straight away. Like there, you've hit the table more than the vase. What were you doing?
Oh, yeah.
That's probably, the one that you broke. Yeah.
Bad aim. It's funny. I could actually see the cut in the briefcase when you had paused it. I didn't notice that.
Yeah.
I love the move on the table where you go back, and using this is fun too. The lamp. Yeah.
Yeah. I think we got that in one or two takes, I think.
I think we got everything in a decent amount of time for how big of a fight it was.
It's a big fight. I think we had 3 days, including the acting and everything, and the acting with the other gentleman. And, I do love this bit of choreography from Tim. It just flows really nicely here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yep, no, it's really pretty.
Boom.
Right there. Love that.
Again, I'm hoping you're going to move.
Yep. Oh, man. I was
being tired at this point.
Yep. I was so excited to fight you. Oof. Yeah, that was nasty. Here it is. Here's the line.
Still reckon you wanted to fuck me.
The infamous line. Anyone who's offended, you can keep being offended. It's just a bit of fun. So here we have outtakes from some of the fights and stuff from Accident Man. Now, what's funny is that this first take is the one that we use in the movie.
Really?
But I guess Tim was like, we can do better than that.
Okay.
So I think we didn't. We now go and do another 7 takes or whatever it is. And he ends up using the first one. So we can see there, mate, the punch was a little bit not deep enough. You were being nice on me and that punch didn't hit my face.
Yep.
And I missed that block, that kick.
The first one was better.
Yeah, but that bit, the kick to the leg looked good.
The leg kick was good,
I remember
good,
trying to kick your leg and not actually kick your leg.
Oh, punch you were so nice
low
to me.
There, Amy.
Yeah, that punch didn't
was
work.
A bit low. Take number three.
Don't look at that.
Oh, I've completely blown it there. I've lost the plot here. For some reason, my hands are like this.
Oh, no, it still works, though. Oh, let's get that hit. Oh, man, you know, wonder.
Low again, Amy.
Oh, okay. I see why you wanted to go through these. Just...
I tell you what, I was trying to stay quite close for the kick there, I think. But I think you've noticed that I'm quite close.
Yeah.
And you pulled the kick a little bit.
I did. And I wish I would have pointed that toe and extended. No, that we had a whole fight to go. All right. If I don't get this punch right.
Thank God. Whew. Now you can really see that you've really gone for that punch there. So I think somebody's said to you, what are you doing?
Probably you.
Tim's probably said, the punch is not high enough.
Oh, man. This one, that first punch on the first take was still nice, though. It looked really tight. Yeah, I kept pulling my kick. I thought I was going to kick you. Like, I have long legs. I have these short little legs, and I thought I was going to kick you.
No, but look, this take's really good, actually. One, two, that works. That really that works. Works. Boom, that works. Boom. And you've pulled the kick. Right, what take are we on now? Oh, no, this is a different one. Here we go.
Oh, yeah, tighter. Look at that puny little thing. Just a little tap. Look,
this is what and people like, need Amy. To understand. Right. People need to understand that it's... It's the doing of it. It's the amount of, it's the takes that you don't see, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes.
Because the so audience true. Doesn't know how many takes we did.
Yes. But we did a lot. It's nice to see. And like you said, these are, oh God, these are nice. These are long.
This long is a long
choreo
take.
Beats, you know, from one angle yeah. where we have to sell multiple different variations of movements.
We can see that the camera guy has not tilted down. Here to catch you blocking yeah. my kick.
Yep.
So.
Yep, you took that hit very nicely, even though I was off. Did you get a sit in with the editing of this, like for Accident Man? Do you usually sit in on your films?
Well, if I'm working with Tim Mann, mm-hmm. I trust him so much that he'll go away, he'll take the footage back, and he'll edit it. Mm. And pretty, I mean, it's 95% to 97%. The way Tim's edited it, I don't normally touch it. But there have been times when I've edited all the fights myself.
Really? Jeez.
Yeah. It depends who I'm working with and how much I trust yeah. them.
Yeah.
I missed that. I'm late blocking the punch, right?
Yeah, that's because I was punching... like to your, I was punching short to your right side. That wasn't you.
But again, the camera guy's not caught the
leg kick.
The kick. Yeah, so we're like it. Four takes yeah. in, and
yeah, at least
he hasn't got it yet.
Yeah, I think there was.
So
one
if you're watching this, Mark, this is why I keep getting a back kick. It's because of you, mate.
Oh no!
Amy's high heels on.
Oh, and they were like, yeah, they had these like sharp corners because they were brand new, you know, so I got you pretty good.
Yeah. This one's looking right.
Yeah, I feel good about this one.
Oh, yeah, that bit's awkward.
The oh, elbow? I think I needed to
try
to
elbow you like that, yeah. Oh,
there it is. Oh, but then now you got to get back up, yep. Again, yeah, it's all those little moments have to come together.
Punch.
Oh, so close.
Yeah. And this is the way it goes, ladies kick. And gentlemen. Yes. Take five.
Here we are.
Okay, take five, and it's only the second piece of choreography.
All right, I feel good about this one. Here it is. Here it is.
Oh, he's missed it again.
It kind of worked. It kind of worked. You got like the tail
missed
of
it again.
Mark didn't hit
take
his mark.
Six.
Ah.
Yeah, I've even named him. This is the one look. Bang.
This is it.
Oh,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
Now, remember, nice. What happens is I'm meant to be facing with the other foot forward, and I suddenly remember, look, right, watch.
We're here?
And then I switch.
Nice.
Yeah. And if I hadn't have done that, the whole thing would have gone to shit.
Oh, man. Nice, nice
so
save
this
there.
Is the take. Gosh. There you go. Looks good. Look,
here it is. Here it is. I was still kind
now,
of like punched
in slow-mo,
a little bit to the...
In slow mo, the punch is off, but
yeah,
when it's played fast,
ooh,
it
God,
looks fine.
Amy.
In the movie, it looks fine, but in the movie, it looks fine. So we had it.
Yeah. Okay. But now people saw this.
Listen, we could spend all day doing this, couldn't we, to search for perfection?
We did.
I mean, that's the whole thing. It can always be better, but at a certain point, you just have to go right. We'll live with that one because we've got.
Yes.
More of a fight to make. Right, you've struggled getting up there. Look.
That was a struggle.
Goes,
that was
right?
that was a choice.
I thought it was going to look cool.
Yeah, you don't think that looked cool?
Take three. Oh, this is the one.
Here it is, right?
Take
yeah,
three.
Better.
Bang.
Boom.
Nice. There we go. Oh, hang on. Take four.
Might as well.
What was
I
wrong with the
little...
other one?
Who knows? Oh. I think this is the one we went with. I don't know that. Oh, you're exactly like, I'm about to toss you. These kicks ooh. Were, ooh, what? It,
What's happening there, Amy? You're not going to blame the costume, are you?
Not going to blame the costume. I'm going to blame the carpet.
Oh, the little.
I gave you the bop-bop. Got it.
Bang, bang. Oh, this is some good Amy Johnson stuff.
It's a little sloppy. But, oh, all right.
Yeah.
You were always on point with your hits.
Sometimes you just got to find the rhythm, haven't you? Get into it a little bit.
Yeah.
Just do it again. I mean, what I don't like when you're doing fights, just to explain to people, is sometimes you get so close and you've done it again and again and again and you're getting closer and closer. And sometimes it's just nice to just go straight away and do it a few times.
So and just get it.
You've got it in your head. Yeah.
Yes. Yes. I agree. Just get it out.
But sometimes you can be doing a shot where there's, you know, extras in the background and they're trying to coordinate this or that, or there's, I don't know, explosions or whatever. And
yeah.
You always have to wait and it's, frustrates me. I just want to get back in and go for the fight again while it's fresh in my head because we got so close, sort of thing.
Yeah. Same with just like acting scenes in general, right? It's like just being able to kind of keep that flow and keep moving.
Well, I'm going to put you on the spot now. You're your kick off the wall. I'm really expecting it there. Look.
Yeah, you were.
Oh,
and you still reacted. Thank you. Here it is.
Boom.
Nope. Oh. Too low.
Low,
not
yeah.
Not bad, though.
But we're getting there. We're getting closer.
Yeah.
And no extension because I'm too close.
Here it is. Yeah. Maybe.
You've slipped on the wall on that one. Look. I see your foot slip. See?
Oh, yeah. There it is.
Yeah.
Did I tap you with that or no?
Yeah. But I think you slipped.
Still
on that
a little.
One. Oh, is it?
Oh, a little almost. Bit. Yeah. Almost.
Getting closer.
Not bad.
I think that's the one, isn't it?
Yeah, that one was better. I think that was it.
Yeah, that was the one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I remember those little things on the wall. I don't know what they were, but they kept falling, I think, when we were fighting near that wall and kicking.
Bang. Oh, another kick to the chest.
Right in the chest for you. And we did it again, a little lower. Okay.
Yeah. You see, ladies and gentlemen, it's miserable. Let's be honest.
No, it's
isn't it?
Miserable
it's
in all
work.
The best ways. No, it is hard work. Yeah, it's not just one take of anything, especially when you're doing long takes.
Right. This is the breaking of the bars thing, and we're low on swords, and the pressure is on. So let's see how this goes.
I remember this. And let's not hit it.
Boom.
Oh, okay.
Look at my face there. Because you've stabbed me.
Stabbed you.
And I'm thinking, don't break the sword. I think we've done this again because we wanted the vase to shatter more.
Yeah, I kind of hit that top.
And it was and the flowers are still standing.
Yeah, I just chopped the top off. I do remember this vase thing, not hitting it multiple times in the right area. Whoa, good job, Amy.
Missed.
There you go.
You're like, shit. Is this the one? Oh, it's kind of...
Wow. Exactly the same top. Look at me looking at it. Like
exactly
Jesus.
The same as before. So I guess it was a different shot we used. Anyway, there you go. That's what it takes to do a fight scene.
That's what it takes. That was fun to
trial.
To look at.
Trial and error, right?
Oof, yeah, especially in slow motion, see all the mistakes, but it happens.
Yeah.
Adjustments are needed. Yeah, it was an honor to fight with you.
You've only got to get it right once.
True.
The only problem is it may take all day.
It may take several days, but we did it. I'm happy with it.
Yeah.
So happy to fight you. And I hope we have many more in the future.
Well, Amy, you're fantastic. One of the best female martial artists on the planet when it comes to film fighting.
Thank you.
It was an absolute pleasure to work with you. I love watching anything you do. And, you know, I say this with a lot of my guests because, you know, we're all doing the same thing. And it's always true because I have great admiration for everyone that does this for a job. But yeah, God, it'd be great to work with you again and maybe even do something where it's like me and you. That'd be cool, wouldn't it? Just thinking about it.
Yeah.
Amy Johnson, the Scott Adkins movie. Come on.
Why not? What are we doing? What are we doing? We should be doing that. I would love that.
That makes sense, right?
It makes so much sense. Yeah. Yeah. It was an honor to work with you and be on the show and chat with you on all things. So it's really, really lovely.
Thanks, Amy. Great to talk to you again.
You are one of the best, and I'm trying to definitely follow in your footsteps as far as how you've approached your career. It's very inspiring. So
thanks, Amy.
Appreciate it. Yeah. Thank you.